Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. I am your host, Abdullah al-Musawi. We are up to key number 4, which is protecting oneself from harm. And we also looked at key number 1, which is to think, contemplate, and reflect. Key number 2, seeking knowledge. And key number 3, to work and have perseverance. And we got up to key number 4, which is to take care of ourselves. Obviously, you know, it comes right after work because you are required to keep yourself healthy and fit, not only to work, but also to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to protecting ourselves, the elements and the means of safety, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they went right, left, and center in trying to educate me of how to keep ourselves safe, especially when it comes to the body. And truly, if we listen to the words of the infallibles, the words of the holy imams, surely we will not go wrong. Surely we'll have no problems. If we listen to their advices, to their prescriptions, you will not be sick. You will not see a doctor. Only if we listen, that's a problem. When it comes to how should I take care of myself, I'm going to read the words of the infallibles themselves, and you be the judge. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he says, and he gives a full prescription to having an absolute healthy body as long as you live. He says, من أكل الطعام على النقاء, he whoever eats his food being in the state of purity. So it is not najis, not expired, you know, it's clean, it's good to eat. وأجاد الطعام التمغضا, and he chews his food. Because now these days we eat in a hurry, we swallow, we don't chew anymore. وَتَرَكَ الطَّعَامُ وَهَوَ يَشْتَهِيهِ, and then he gets up from the meal while he still, you know, feel like he wants to eat more. He's still hungry. وَلَمْ يَحْبِسَ الْغَائِطْ إِذَا أَتَاهُ, and he does not hold his bowels when they come. لَمْ يَمْرُضْ إِلَّا مَرَضَ الْمَوْتِ, he will not be sick until death. Now, how clearer could Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam be when it comes to us not getting sick? Simple. Eat pure food. Make sure you overchew it. And make sure you don't overeat. That's it. As simple as that. And then you will not be sick. A prescription many have applied, especially those who are religious and, you know, spiritual, and even healthy people these days do, and you hardly see them getting sick. They don't overeat. They don't, they chew their food very well. They don't swallow their food, and they relieve themselves whenever time permits or time allows. So therefore, they don't get sick. As simple as that. And Ahl Bayt alayhim salam, they go in even more further details. Now let us take a short break, and then we will see how other imams alayhim salam tell us how me and you can keep ourselves safe, especially when Imam Ali alayhi salam gives certain advices to his son Imam Al-Hasan alayhi salam. If we apply, we surely will be safe. A break, and then we will return.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است. چه فرم دماز این قصاب داره فرم روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program The Keys of Life. We are at key number 4, how to keep yourself safe. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in his will to his son al-Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, he says to him, son, ala u'allimuka arba'a khisal tastaghni biha 'an at-tibb? Should I not teach you 4 things that if you apply you will not need medicine? Now, I don't know about you, but I do want to know what these 4 things are, because I surely don't like doctors and I don't want to go to a clinic either. And I'm sure neither are you. So I'm sure you're also nodding your head right now saying, yes, tell us, what are these 4 things? And they are very easy to apply. They're not hard, mind you. He says to him, لا تجلس على الطعام إلا وأنت جائع. Do not sit on a meal unless you are hungry. Law number 1. Don't eat unless you are hungry. These days we could hardly control ourselves, like moving and eating. We eat wherever we see. And the Imam says that's wrong. So number 1, to not seeing a doctor, do not eat unless you're hungry. 2, he says, وَلَا تُقُمْ عَنِ الطَّعَامِ إِلَّا وَأَنْتَ تَشْتَهِيهِ. And when you get up from the meal, make sure you get up while you have desire to eat. You're not full yet. Eating until you are full and plotted, that's a one-way ticket to a hospital, to a doctor. So eat only when you're hungry, rule number 1. Rule number 2, when you eat, make sure you stay hungry. And rule number 3, the Imam alayhi salam, وجود المضغي, and chew your food when you eat. And like I said before, that's one of our issues. And lastly, the Imam alayhi salam says, وَإِذَا نِمْتَ فَعْرِضْ نَفْسَكَ عَلَى الْخَلَاءِ. Before you sleep, make sure you go to the bathroom. Empty bowels, empty bladder, and go to sleep. If you do these 4 things, Imam Ali alayhi salam says to his son, Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, فَإِذَا اسْتَعْمَلْتَ هَذَا اسْتَغْنَيْتَ عَنِ الطِّبِّ. If you do these things, then you will not need medicine. As simple as these things, easily said, hardly practiced. When my mom makes all this nice, juicy, spicy food, me trying not to fill my stomach up, it's a battle. It's a battle with myself. But at the end of the day, either I need to fulfill my desires or keep myself, my body healthy. The choice is yours. We could be obese in hospitals, or we could be healthy and fit by just following 4 simple rules of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Don't overeat. eat when you're hungry, go to the bathroom, and chew your food. As simple as that. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.